something in my ass.
It's gonna be one of those days, folks.
Is this thing on?
I didn't say that.
I don't think they heard the good stuff.
I think like, they did.
We'll find out when I upload the audio. We hear stuff that people don't hear, so it's okay.
So
we'll find it when we upload the audio. Sometimes there's a nice surprise at the beginning of the episode. You're
like, my little lunges that usually I try to get Luke or whoever's not on, I try to just be like, you know, that's a bitch, it's a whore, or something, you know.
Yeah, we know.
Something.
Well, didn't you already tell me that they should have cast me instead of Rachel as Snow White? Weren't you just saying that?
No, actually, I called you Powder.
Powder. Oh, okay. You couldn't give me a knife character.
I'm not really sure what the difference between you and wallpaper paste right now, you know.
Aren't
we glad you're back?
He signed on, and 10 seconds later, he was calling me fat, so fuck him.
I didn't even say that, guys. I was saying how great it was to see him again, Bubs, and then this somehow turned into some fat-shaming episode.
What you said was, it's so great to see you back, Bubs. And
all he got out of that was back rolls.
I didn't know you were talking about my back rolls.
Hi, Safir. Hello, Lashana.
Listen.
We're here. So welcome. Nearly 2 minutes into you seeing our live for this week. As you can see, we have some energy. Happening this week. Now, we talked about it last week off air, but Christina.
Oh, no.
You've been with us for a year now.
A whole year.
And she smashed it too.
And we have a surprise. You're never going to believe who the special guest is.
Fuck off, I'm leaving.
Oh my God.
How's your week been, my love?
It's going good though. I mean, I'm busy at work. That's really it. Life is life.
Life is life. That's not like it.
That's very brief. Can that go on my tombstone? Life is life. Death is death.
Thank you, Lashana. She appreciates it. I can't believe
it's gonna be like some video or like something. No, it's like no special.
We'll have to go back and we'll see. We didn't do like a funny Christmas reel last year because we kind of ran out of time. But this year, I think there's enough good stuff for us to have a really funny Christmas reel.
Oh, I kept stuff from last year. Don't you worry. There's a few doozies.
Oh, there we go.
Jeffrey, so cut and stick.
We might get some big ones this year.
You didn't clean
your ears out, girl. She is not okay.
I don't know.
How's Tim going, Christina?
Oh, he's doing absolutely wonderful. He's getting around. He's still a little sore, but he said he's just building up the stamina to come back to the show.
He's gonna be a new man. I think Vera's gonna have to start working out to get ready to go up against Tim.
Oh yeah,
when he comes back.
What's the matter, Tim? The extension cord don't reach the hospital bed. What's going on?
No, he's home, baby. Yeah, he's home. I guess he probably wants to move all of the dialysis stuff out of the room. You know, get it like.
He's going to pimp out his studio.
Are you saying an organ transplant's not a good enough reason to be away, Jeffrey?
Yeah, really.
Like, have you heard some of the other excuses we've had? I mean, an organ transplant's pretty good.
I know, poor Jim.
I mean, we'll let it slide this time.
Yeah, just don't let it happen again,
Tim. It's okay. Well, we can't wait to hear from him again. So, Tim, if you're watching, we can't wait to have you back. we miss your face, boy. All right. The one and only vivacious Vera is with us as well. How are you this week, V?
Oh, my word. It's been a hellacious week. Matthias left for law school.
Oh no, empty nest.
Oh. So are you living in like What Lies Beneath right now, Vera? Have you seen that film?
No.
With Michelle Pfeiffer, and her daughter goes to like college, so now you're like imagining affairs and stuff around the house.
Not there yet.
Oh, that was a crazy one.
Myself saying goodnight, so I started to watch What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, there you go. Fear's getting what?
Movie isn't the best idea when you're home alone.
I was about to say, you're not the scary show, but
I do like vampires. I watched True Blood.
Okay, look at Vera.
Yeah,
living her life.
And Vera's watched all of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
No, yeah, of course.
Did you watch A Discovery of Witches?
Discovery of Witches?
Yeah, it was not AMC or one of those. I don't know.
It's like it's like Outlander. It's like witch porn for older ladies.
The books were so great. It was like a 3-book series. They're very long, very, very good, though. No, it was so good.
Is this kind of like what we expected Salem to be?
Touch your wand.
No, the books were not like that at all. The books were actually very, very good.
Jeffrey does reading. That's a bit scary.
I read all the time. I read everything.
He reads Harry Lee Milligram's things. Oh, it's all good. Hi, Luke. How are you?
I'm not kind of sure what show I've stepped onto today. I'm good.
You looking for the audience?
Yeah, I know the show too well. I'm leaving town today, though, because of the show. No, we're going for a dance festival. It's in another town for some reason. They hold it like out more central of Queensland. So that's where we're heading this afternoon. And we're staying there tonight for 6 a.m. start because we just love dancing. We love it.
You should really have got. You should. Well, it got kind of died because of COVID. But we were having. They were doing casting for an Australian version of Dance Moms. You would have been. Could you imagine Luke on Dance Moms?
Yes, that'd be fucking amazing.
Oh, fuck Moms! I hate you, you mal.
Oh my god!
He'd be beating some bitch's ass. He'd be in jail.
I'd be cancelled. Look,
you'd be. Buffy
would do great in that too. Like I feel like. Right. You, oh my god, that would be.
Like,
oh
I don't
god,
like it.
Yeah.
Everything's hurting my heart. That's the new thing now. Everything's hurting my heart. I'm just like, oh please. Like,
wait, time out.
Get resilient, girl.
Yes. I posted a TikTok earlier because when I got home, okay, long story short, my house is extremely small. I had to move furniture around. So my dresser is in my daughter's room. All my clothes are like just strewn about around the house. Okay, I live like a fucking mongrel. So I normally get dressed in my living room, like in front of my kids because she's fucking 4, like, you know, whatever. I get home today to get changed and she goes, "Mommy, I can't wait to see your boobies. I miss them so much." So I immediately go, "Ew," because I wasn't even undressed yet. Like I still had my shirt and my bra on, whatever, you know. I go, "Ew." I said, "Get away from me, weirdo." And I grabbed my clothes and I ran in my room and I locked the door, right? I get changed, I come out. She has a full on meltdown, dude. Like screaming. Like screaming. You know, like stomping.
Oh, did she get hurt? Did she? Oh, she was upset because she didn't see the boobies.
All she kept saying was, "I wanted to see your boobies. I wanted to see your
boobies." You have to figure out what she was saying.
So I'm like, what is wrong with you?
You're not still breastfeeding, are you?
No, my God, no. No, Jesus Christ. No.
You could be one of those moms that's like, she's 16 months, you know.
No. No. I love breastfeeding.
Nothing wrong with
amazing.
That. I'm not judging.
I stopped with my son at 7 months, so it's been 13, or it's been, you know, longer than 13 months since she's seen me feed my son. But again, I get dressed every day in the living room. Like, there's no other place, you know, like, whatever. So, anyway.
So now you're getting dressed in the toilet.
Meltdown. So I made this 15-second TikTok of her just, again, screaming. Like, she's not even crying, really. She's just mad. Like, she's just mad, yeah. And I am getting completely fucking mom-shamed Why would I post a tantrum of my daughter? What is wrong with you? Why don't we post you when you're having a meltdown? I'm like, oh my fucking God.
Maybe they haven't seen all your TikToks, so they know that you have posted videos of you having a meltdown.
Exactly.
Because they fucked with you on the Lord's Day, which is how you ended up here.
Oh my God, you have no idea.
And they don't realize we've got footage as well from when we were all hanging out together of some full-on meltdowns. I think I took the cake, clearly. But I think, you know, Christina was there. Christina was in the race.
Yeah, like, I know, right? But I'm just saying, like, that alone, like, I don't think that's, like, it was, like, a melt. She wasn't melting down. She wasn't having a tantrum. She was angry at me. Like, and we were, like, afterwards when it was a 15-second video. Again, a clip of 15 seconds. And she runs out of the room. I go, Ro, are you freaking serious? Like, you know, she's crazy. She comes back. I just wanted to talk to Nanny. Can I talk to Nanny? 2 seconds later, she's happy. Like, you know, it's not... It wasn't like a thing.
It wasn't about the boobies.
I thought it was hilarious. Exactly. That she wanted to see. Like, she kept saying, I just want to see your boobies. Like, oh. Oh my God! Anyway.
I don't even know how to segue into this, but hi, Jeff. How are
Let's
you?
See your boobies.
Have you shot your boobies, Jeff?
I love it. I love it. People are just
still breastfeeding.
I am. I'm breastfeeding the whole community.
I was gonna say me.
Daily, 3 times a day.
I was gonna say it's kind of like in White Chicks. Is it padded milk?
Stephette's paying attention. We've finally reached 500 subscribers on YouTube. Huzzah! Oh, wow.
And that's actually finally pretty cool because we've never pushed YouTube. We've used YouTube as our archive, really. So we've never pushed our YouTube on our page or anything. So that's pretty cool.
We'd love 500 more. So
we would.
Share it around. Share the love, folks. We'd love 500 more. Like 500,000 would be better. Yeah. 500,000 would be more.
We'll start with 5. If you can find 5, we're happy.
Anyway, Jeffrey's dusty tits we were talking about.
Yes. So last night, actually, I watched a homosexual movie, Amazon Prime, The Red, White, and the Red, Royal White, Blue. Blue.
Have you seen it? I haven't seen it. No, I haven't.
It's on my list.
What is that fucking thing we do, you know, with the movies? We
should seating?
Yeah, we should do it. I think we should do a whole series on, you know, the homosexuals movies. You know, we could do Trick and then Broken Hearts Club.
Love, Simon, right?
Oh, wait, was there like a sex scene?
What's that one that killed River Phoenix?
There wasn't. Oh.
My Private Idaho?
Not My Private Idaho.
Is it a game movie?
Him and Keanu Reeves did.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves and River Phoenix were in a gay movie together.
What? Really?
It was the early 90s. It was the early 90s. It wasn't a thing. It wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not been one that it must not have been good.
It was not a romance.
It was the early 90s, so it had to be.
It was early 90s,
so it had to be sad, sad gay movie. It's like, oh, look at the sadness of being gay.
Yeah.
It killed River Phoenix.
Know, that is the part of the gays with the movies.
Well, I think it was cocaine that killed River Phoenix.
Yeah, cocaine, you know, hurtling cars with Anne Haysham. Like, things kill people.
Things do kill people.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, that was 12 months ago as well.
Yeah. Wait, Christina joined you.
Yeah.
That's when that happened?
Year.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah. That happened so long ago.
Yeah.
This is what the longer you're on this show, Christina, the more you realize how quickly time goes. Here. And then you look back on these episodes and you're like, holy shit. Holy shit, there's my entire life on a screen out there for the rest of eternity. We're going to be floating around the universe.
Look, I'm giving my family or whoever cares when I croak plenty of stuff to use at my service. I'm like, I've given them plenty of footage, fodder.
We're just gonna string all the Vera events together for Vera, aren't we? Yeah.
No, Vera's gonna be like, yes, fuck me and your son's fire truck.
That's the last one.
That's on Vera's tombstone.
That's a tombstone quote.
And a very slow bonanza theme.
We'll get her in a plot next to Michael Lent.
It'd be a great time.
If I do outlive you and you go, I am going to put a thing in the paper because I know they won't put it in your obit, but I'm going to put my own in it. I'm going to be like, don't worry, Vera. They're going to bang you on the fire truck. I'm going to go.
Can you imagine? All your firemen so that you can get my ashes. A little
oh my god! That's oh. we'll get sexy firemen for you to carry you in.
Yeah.
Shirtless firemen, and they can magic. They can magic Mike the coffin and stuff.
My lord, oh my lord!
Oh my god! You do a little like you know. Never mind.
No, it's going too far because anyway, I'm starting to go there too. No.
We should probably start the show because it's like 16 minutes in. We've lost control.
What show?
All right. Yeah, what show? Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen. We're going for it. Open your eyes, open your mouth, open whatever orifice you want. Here's this week's
load of hot topics.
Oh dear, ladies and gentlemen, what a week. There's been lots of stuff going on. I agree. Hold on, where is that comment? Safet's with me. He's like,
Oh, brother.
I thought he was going to be Winnie the Pooh. Oh, bother. But no, not so much. There's shit going down this week. So we'll go breaking pop culture news. I don't think anyone's surprised. Britney Spears.
You know what's divorcing. Really? Oh, you tell the story that I'll check. Jump in
Allegedly, here is what has happened. There is as with anything in the Britneyverse, there are multiple stories going around exactly why they are getting divorced. The reports from TMZ say that Britney has cheated on Sam and Sam is divorcing her because he doesn't believe in all that kind of thing. Now, it has been pointed out by various sources and all over TikTok that TMZ, the information that comes to TMZ about Britney comes directly from her former conservatorship team and her family.
Well, wasn't there a picture that suggested he had a black eye?
Another story that's floating around is that Britney actually got a fair way into the adoption process for a baby girl, which is all she's really wanted for the last couple of years, is that she's wanted a child, and that the powers that be, being her ex-conservatorship team, have put a kibosh on that and basically all of these recent posts about her being on meth, on ice, on all this stuff have been leaked to further suggest that she is not well. We know that, you know, she's probably not in a great mental state, but they're trying to further, you know, degrade her so she is no longer viable as an adoptive parent. There's also been a very interesting progression lately of a woman that is working with Britney PR-wise, and one of her last major clients was Amy Winehouse just before she died. So there's a lot of weirdness going on in the Britney-verse at the moment. So say what you will. Let's go. Christopher Cox! Hello, sir. Welcome. Good to see you. So, what do we think? I mean, I don't think anyone
thought everything about this. Kind of, from a lot of Britney's fans, like, "Oh, Like, he's tricked her out of her money. Like, she should have had someone helping her. If only someone was helping her. These are, like, the comments after comments. And I'm like, well, wasn't that kind of what the conservatorship was for?
My information was totally different than you guys. My information,
well, no, this is new to me, too. But there's obviously lots of theories about this.
There was a picture that said he had a black eye, but it did not really look like a black eye to me. There was also a segment that said that that prenup is unbreakable, and he only gets $1 million.
Yeah. Oh, the prenup. The prenup is solid because her new lawyer did the prenup, so there was someone looking after her in this. Yeah. In this, so she's okay, but it's what they're trying to do around her that's the problem.
She can adopt without a husband.
Right.
Yeah, but no, I think they're trying to make her seem unfit.
Here's the thing. They can blow all the stories out in the news they want about her on whatever, and all they're going to do is drug test her. So, I mean, they could say whatever. It's not going to affect an adoption. But I thought it was very interesting because I didn't actually hear any of that shit with the black guy thing. I didn't really go that deep either. Because it's so like, fuck, Jesus, Mary, Mother of God.
Well, I only just watched a bit of her spinning around the pole. Have you seen the new one with the stripper pole?
I saw that she loves posted. It, Levo. And then he posted what he posted, and then...
what you got to do, Christina?
I just think, like, I mean, I've been watching the videos lately, and just seeing her constantly, like, spinning, like she's just constantly spinning. Like I mean, yeah, like
she's spinning towards freedom, Christina.
No, I don't think so. Honestly, I it looks like she's. It looks like she is auditioning
her own identity. Maybe
it looks like she's auditioning for her own music video. Like that's what she looks like to me. She looks like a kid auditioning for a music video or trying to be a dancer.
My problems aren't the videos themselves of her dancing. It's her face in the videos that looks unsettling.
Like she doesn't look
okay.
She looks like exhausted.
You know what it is? I was always very like, oh my God, the black eyeliner. But we have had this conversation before on the show. People stall at the age that they get famous. All she knows how to do is put on black eyeliner. Like I've just realized. Right. I'm like, she never wears makeup she never wears proper makeup. I'm like,
and that explains a lot about why she's twirling in front of a camera and posting videos too. And,
yeah,
because that's how she got famous. Also see
a lot
it's not
immaturity. Like the growth, the emotional growth stops at the age at which they get
when
famous.
She got famous. Yeah,
yeah,
you know, it's not everybody.
That's what I was meaning.
Justin Bieber, who else? You know, they seem to stop progressing.
Lindsay Lohan,
Michael
they
Jackson,
have to protect them from
Michael
life.
Jackson. Yeah,
but like I just think it would be unsafe for her to have a kid right now. Like I don't think that she's in the right mindset to do that, to take that on. She looks. Oh, I know.
They've,
but if she would get a new kid,
well, they're in Hawaii.
Like, they're older
they're in
too.
They're in Hawaii.
Yeah, right. I don't think that they're even. I don't think they don't live with her, right? Yeah, like, I mean, it's not even.
They live with the dad. They've just. Right. They've Jaden and Sean Preston have just moved to Hawaii with Kevin.
Yeah, she just looks tired and unhealthy, like, and just like, just really like.
The media stuff takes its toll, even if you don't want it. Like, you know, and even the ones that seem really resilient, like Paris Hilton and that, say, you know, it's actually really awful. Right. Like, it can be.
Well, it's complicated, right? Because you put yourself out there, you go into entertainment. This is part of the gig. Well, this is part of the job. Like this,
your life becomes public property.
Right? Like, but part of it makes me sick that we're talking about it because the bitch has been through enough. But at the same time, how do we not talk about it? You know, and then
it's only
going to
get worse. It's only going to get worse. The book's out in 2 months.
She's got a new CD coming out. Let's look at over here. Something shiny.
She should have just like went into a hole, like, and just like went hermit for like a year. Like, just let let yourself like recenter.
The price, the money that people were paying to get photos of her doing anything when after the conservatorship was crazy, crazy money to get even a photo of her. So she's damned if she does, she's damned if she doesn't. I think that she signed that book deal. So no matter what happens with the book, she's got that money. It's a substantial chunk. I did read that there is an interview coming as well, and that it's most likely going to be Oprah.
Wow.
So it'll be, and we know that Oprah doesn't break out the red carpet for nobody anymore. So if it's going to be Oprah, it's going to be pretty intense. I can imagine that happening around the time of the book.
Bit biased too, probably, but you know, that's
us. Well, yeah, it'll be serving Britney's purposes, just like with Harry and Meghan. You know, right. It's not going to be the most well-rounded interview.
Adele too? Was that Adele's interview?
Yeah, she's just done Adele. Yeah, so, but that Adele one was just like a promo for the next album. That's exactly what I was talking about. Oprah doesn't do the hard hitting. You know,
well, she did the one when Whitney came back, right? Like the first one.
Yeah, but that was when Oprah was still in her like I'm a talk show host, not you know I'm the owner of Oxygen Network and I'll come and do what I want to do when I want to do it.
Yeah.
It's like you go to Oprah for exposure these days.
Right.
Like I remember watching back in the day when Oprah was an interviewer and had her show, she would ask difficult questions of her guests sometimes. Even Michael Jackson, when she interviewed Michael Jackson, she had some really good stuff.
She's friends with like Harry and Meghan. So I think that's a different.
I guess we'll see.
We'll see.
That was me. I knocked my microphone into something and there was a weird banging noise.
She's 70.
Jeffrey thought the house was happening.
70s.
Jeffrey thought Britney's banging on his door.
what lies beneath Jeffrey's house? He does have a bathtub.
It's the witches coming.
We all know what happened to Michelle Pfeiffer.
I remember that movie. That was a good movie.
That was a good movie, yes.
That was a great movie.
It's a sight-seeing movie. Oh, that's an sight-seeing.
Yes, it is. I would do that.
Christina, I'm going to be on a sight-seeing. Let's talk about it. All right. Well, Brittany is playing the game, but there's someone who is well and truly knows exactly what game they're playing, and that is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Kyle Richards. Now, after hot allegations that she is having a lesbian affair with country star Morgan. What's her last name? Morgan Wade. I always going to call her something else, but Morgan Wade. Kyle has miraculously turned up in Morgan's new music video called Fall in Love with Me, which they describe as campy fun, with Kyle playing Morgan's next door neighbor who seduces her.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, didn't she? All right, here's the thing. You can do whatever you want. You're an adult. You know that her and her husband have some kind of arrangement where everyone's touching everyone's bits when they can. Jeffrey's so excited about that bit of information, Mauricio. But they were both very, very specific about how the allegations of cheating had hurt their family. And their daughters were so upset about it. And then she goes and does this.
Because
you can't have it both. You can't have it both ways.
It was supposed to be cheeky and to poke fun at it.
But you can't have it both ways.
Were they
together because of the music video?
Well, you tell Britney that because apparently you can.
gimme more.
No, the issue is... But,
Carl's keeping herself very.
Kyle's trying to give herself some main character energy now that we're. Lisa Rinna's gone. Lisa Rinna and her sister are gone off Beverly Hills. She needs that main character energy. She's trying to become next generation Vanderpump, but that's okay. We'll live with it. They're in each other's lives. They go on holidays together. Like, they've met each other's family. They could be just friends. They could be just friends, but you can't dress up your concern. Yeah, you can't dress up your concern for your family when you're not in control of the narrative. The issue was that the tabloids were running the story without her being in control of it. Now that she is in control of it, it's more than fine to have her make it out in a bathtub with this woman. Isn't that worse for your kids?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're adult kids, so fucking calm down. Like, so what? Yeah. Mum wants a bit of a... Your mother wants a bit of snatch every now and then. Deal with it.
I was going to say, do you think Kyle's had permanent hair removal on her snatch?
I dare say so. Kyle cashed
those... Honestly, though, if I had the money, I would do that. Like,
because
You should keep a landing strip, though, because you never know what the trends
are
going to be.
Well, I'm just wondering,
because... You're completely bald. You can't just...
Because if you had two hairy ones and they were scissoring, there'd be like a bushfire. So, I would have...
Come on!
Next story.
Lesbians
have
been around long before waxing.
Safet doesn't mind two women falling in love. I wonder why.
I don't mind women falling in love either, Safet.
I gotta go get my Birkenstocks.
Long as they're smooth.
I know, right? Whatever happened to Lilith Fair? Good times.
I don't know.
Subaru stopped supporting it.
Angry. So many Birkenstocks and keys
they
everywhere. Plaid.
Have you been to a Lilith?
They were.
Yeah, Subaru stopped.
I was crying, strumming their guitars, crying. baby news this week. Ashley Olsen has had a baby. Who knows? I thought she ate souls, but that's okay. That's her husband. Her husband looks like her husband. They look like children. They look like children.
This is like.
He looks weird. He looks like he's constipated.
But they have a baby, Otto Olsen. He sounds very, very master.
Oh,
they took
her surname.
Yes.
How old is
his
her
name?
Husband?
Is Otto Olsen. He's like mid to late 20s. Yeah, I know. He'd have to be or early 30s. I don't know. Mary Kate's married to that real 30s. Old guy. She's married to that real old guy that is like
Austin. They did opposite. Yeah. Like, for a young one.
Is the other one the one that looks like Skeletor?
They both do. As I said, there's been that joke that the Olsen twins look like one knows how you die and one knows looks like they know when you die. Haunted looks everywhere.
We're sorry, Olsen twins. If you would
the
like
Olsen,
to
the Olsen
show,
house
would
is a bit fuller.
Fuck them. They didn't go do Fuller House.
They didn't go fuck.
Not Bob Saget's dead. There'll never be a fucking reunion.
Yeah, that poor Bob Saget.
Take your ugly baby and fuck off.
You know, I think we're going to live without the reunion, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Well, Bob Saget's done.
Now they got to live with an ugly baby.
I mean, they're millions of dollars.
You know what, though? Ugly people make cute babies.
He's old money though. He's got some money. She's not stupid. Like
who, Hagrid?
The husband. He's old money. He's got some shit happening.
I gotta find out how old he is. That's gonna bug me.
I need to know how old Ashley Olsen's husband is. So speaking of babies, there's been a little bit of a hullabaloo in the world of I can't say X. It's Twitter. X. Like Twitter is no longer Twitter, it's X.
Rebranded.
And what's the other Twitter now? What's the new Twitter?
Threads kind of died in its ass, didn't it? That was kind of
no
soft.
Idea. That reminds me of like thread worms and stuff. It's not a nice. Okay.
So we've had Dr. Charlotte Proudman, whoever she is, on Twitter say a message to pregnant women: please give the baby your surname. You carried a baby for 9 months, gave birth, and will be responsible for that child for the rest of your life. When you're registering the baby, ask yourself, why does the father's surname more important than yours? And there has been quite the mixed reaction to what the story unfolds. Now, I am not a parent, but I will start with resident mama. Christina, how do you feel about that?
I was married when I had my kid. So that's a different story for me. Like, I feel like if you're not married, then why not put your own name? You know, if the father's around, then the father's around. If the father's around and you're in like a good space with him, and then why not? But if not, then yeah, put your fucking name on it. Like, you know, like, you should. They're right. You know, you made it for 9 months. Like, you know, I carried that little shit around. And you know, I am going to be responsible for it for the rest of my life. So why not?
This is my problem with Dr. Charlotte. So I have no. I think everyone should do what they want. If you want to name your kid after mom or dad or whatever you want to do, like, everyone do what's right for you. I don't like how Dr. Charlotte's more or less saying this, but in a way that's like almost saying like the men right are just wrong. Completely irrelevant to the.
Yeah.
Situation, like, oh, so I'm sorry that that's obviously the case in her life, and that's what's made her into the person who posts bullshit like this. But you know, most people want to have a family and be in a family or do something. Like, I just don't understand the sentiment of her, like, saying like more or less.
Yeah,
I think single moms there are because the fathers don't do shit.
Absolutely, yeah. Jeff. And look how many single dads there are. Look at us.
That was our choice.
Yeah. And it's people's choices to have children.
You guys don't get enough credit.
It's people's choice how to name them.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
But I think you two are in quite a different situation where, especially with school and stuff, if you present to... or just like at an airport, et cetera, et cetera. If you present to an official registry anywhere and you don't have the same name as the child that you are accompanying, that's automatically some huge issue. Like, this is my child. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not just a name thing. Like, it's like, even when we were getting ready to come over to America, Luke was like, they made you jump through hoops to take Buffy.
I had a letter from her surrogate mother to say that she was aware she's over there and I'm not trafficking her or kidnapping her.
How could you not have, like, just written that letter yourself? You know? Like, how do they know?
We know. We don't fuck around with Australian.
Did you have to get it, like, notarized?
Australian immigration's a little bit strict. Right,
but here's the fucking thing. It's like, you're her biological father.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jeffrey, you know what the hospital referred to me as while I was her biological father in the hospital? Her adoptive father. So according to legalities, I wasn't her father until that birth certificate came.
Wow. What the fuck?
I know, right?
And I couldn't register her with Medicare. I couldn't claim parental leave. None of that until I had that birth certificate. Which, strangely, I could register myself without any involvement from the mother.
Yeah,
and Jeff has the opposite. You have the opposite thing where, you know, you've adopted your kids and they're like, you've had to jump through all those hoops about enrolling them in, well, anything really, isn't it? It's like, you know, you've got to go, this is this, this is that, blah, 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 blah. And you've got to constantly explain.
And then they're always like, where's the mom? Where's the mom? That fucking shit drives me nuts. Like, do you think as a dude I can't handle this on my own? And you think, you know, it wouldn't bother me, but it does start to grate on you when it's constant. And they're like, oh, their mother. And I'm like, fuck you. I'm a fag. Yeah. And I adopted them. Suck my ass.
Yeah.
You know, and then they look at my one son who's biracial and they're like, And I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah. And it's just like,
it's a double.
It shouldn't matter. Like, you know, it shouldn't matter
what
your last name is. What, like,
for parenting. It doesn't matter what people name it. Whoever cares, I just think a sentiment like this is negative. Like, the way she's coming at it is not nice.
It's divisive. Well, but I think that's the point of it.
Respectful component to it that the father is just a sperm donor and only a sperm donor.
Right. When that's not the case.
There's a lot of great fathers in this world.
Yeah.
You know, who do a lot more than just give the child their name. You know, right. it's disrespectful and it's so condescending
isn't
in the way
there
she
a song
wrote it.
About that?
You got to write one.
No, there's Jeffrey's a song about that. It. My father gave me a name and then he walked away.
Yeah. By Everclear.
Yeah.
There we go. Look at you 90s rats. Yeah, Everclear.
Oh, they just came to town too and I missed
it. And he walked away. Wait, oh shit, what's all of that?
I think it's my father gave me a name and then he walked away. Isn't that the name of it?
No.
It's not a cool vibe. There's been a bit, like, we're talking about family and, you know, chosen family and constructed family. Have you heard the drama about the real-life Blindside family?
It makes me sad.
Michael has stepped forward to say, this is all bullshit. Like, they literally they never legally adopted him. It was a conservatorship. He was instructed.
They do say that in the movie, though, that they didn't adopt him.
But the movie has he was told to call them mum and dad to make it look like that things were all copacetic, because signing that conservatorship put them in charge of his financials.
But it was because he was over 18 that they had to get a conservatorship and they couldn't adopt him.
They couldn't adopt him, but now in doing so, they have well and truly secured their future. Like, they are making money.
Didn't they?
Especially, I mean, that movie was
huge.
So
I know, but
if you're already a multimillionaire before this comes into play, what do you mean?
Do you know how to make money?
This million.
They only got $14,000 each.
Stop
they
it
said.
Once.
No, it was like
that's all they said.
Yeah,
they said it was $14,000 each.
No, it's more.
You got for that, the movie. That tiny amount up front. You got points in the back.
They did. That's what all the reports say. Is that they got points in the back. They got like 2.5.
But that movie is still making money.
Yeah. Well, that's why people want points, is because you make money.
Yeah,
because
you make money
forever.
And this is what he's arguing. Sorry, just to interrupt really quickly, because the difference between the conservatorship and the adoption, if he had been legally adopted, he would have retained the power to handle his own finances, whereas with the conservatorship, he is deemed unable unable to handle those finances. So anything that he earns, they skim a profit off automatically.
So Sandra Bullock is just ripping him off.
Not Sandra Bullock.
Okay, that makes me sick. That people are like dragging the actress.
Her name
Two days
after she won that, her husband was a fucking whore. She found out, right? Like, or was it the next day?
Yes.
And then now,
there you go, Jeffrey.
Meanwhile, I saw that. And then. This is right after a week ago? Like, her long-term partner just fucking died? Leave the bitch alone.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
Make the villain the villain. You know what I mean? Don't leave Sandra.
Her. She's a fucking actress. It's not
are
her
they
story.
Really, are they really coming for her over this?
Oh, no. They're
well, she was, for her. She's producer on The Blind Side, right? Isn't she? Wasn't she like a producer / director /
even
something?
Even if you're a producer,
aren't they all?
How the fuck? Because even if he was in the conservatorship, and he's saying he didn't understand or he didn't know, like,
well,
then that shows about, like you probably needed to be in it.
Yeah,
at the time that movie came out, I heard him talk on NPR. And he had said that much of this is fictitious.
Yes.
To make this movie. That. And he was very articulate. And he said they played up the fact that he was learning disabled. And the movie does make it seem like he came from profound poverty.
Poverty. Yeah.
You know, but he said that a lot of that was fictitious. But that.
It's Hollywood.
You know, that does further their narrative that he needed this conservatorship. But he has proven by writing his own books and by graduating from college that he's not mentally disabled, if they continue,
even having, but even having the career that he has,
yeah,
and if he's got the case, it's going to be easy to prove, right? Because if they've had control of his money, and he should have had money from this movie, right? Because this is his life, his story, and there was none, and there's a conservator, there's going to be a fucking paper trail 10 miles long, and if not, that in itself is going to be a problem. So
it's not even just the movie. It's his signing contracts with every team that he's playing. Right. And so, they are skimming a profit off.
But if you're taking care of somebody, I just, people get so pissy about this, right? But if you're fucking taking care of another human being in every way, shape, or form, and you're making sure you're taking care of their bills, I'm sorry, but you don't just do that for nothing.
Yeah, but are they? How I'm interested to know how long they were actually. He was in their care.
If they're managing that,
performing.
Well, then they should be managers, right?
He's not 16. He's not a baby. They're not wiping his ass. He's old enough to live on his own. He's old enough to have this fucking career.
Right.
He's old enough to manage his own money. At some point, it becomes exploitive.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the issue, that, yes, the conservatorship, when you are 17, 16, 18, and you don't know, like, imagine any of us being given the opportunity that this guy had at that age and the amount of money that is thrown at people, at sports people that are good at their profession. You see it all the time. They lose it like that because of poor decisions, etc. They were acting in his best interests at that time, Yeah. But there has to come a time when this guy is signing with his second, third team, signing a book deal, like finishing college, that relationship should have changed where they are his financial managers or his XYZ and not his conservators, because that's a conflict of interest.
At some point,
it's the same with Britney Spears. You can't put Jamie Spears in charge of her conservatorship, which is supposed to be for her well-being and her financial well-being, but then have her pay for her own legal defense and representation. That doesn't make sense.
If he's not a percentage of his own earnings, it's a slaver situation.
No, I agree with that. Like, I'm not, you know. And two, I want to know, is he broke? Because if he's broke, then we got fucking problems.
Then,
you know what I'm saying?
Then it's a different story. Like, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, if they're taking a small payment for running everything and getting him these deals and doing things, this is what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about he's making numbers up, right? He's making $1 million a year. They're taking $900,000 and he's getting arrest. That's a crime. You know what I mean?
Unless of course it's being put into a trust or da 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 da.
That's put away for him and he doesn't understand.
Right.
He doesn't understand that it's locked up for him. Then that's a totally different ballgame, right? So if it comes out that, like, sure, he thinks that he doesn't have any money, but then yes, that they have all this money locked up for him.
It's
going to come out.
Really, of course, reprehensible about it is that their defense seems to fall on some pretty reprehensible stereotypes.
See, I don't really know.
With words like shakedown. And ghetto.
Yeah.
No.
It's a little bit, some of the wording is a little bit icky, and you go,
totally reprehensible.
Is that your white privilege poking out there, folks? It might be. Definitely something to watch because it's interesting because when does the line between welfare and exploitation, where is that line?
Right.
It seems to be something that pops up time and time again.
A little misty. We all thought, the Tuies are lovely people, but it sure doesn't sound like everything was as rosy as they painted. And like I said, I heard him on NPR when the movie came out 10 or 15 years ago, or however old that movie is, talking about how so much of this was dramatized, that yes, he did have a tutor to bring him up, but he didn't need required tutoring to the point he, you know, he was not illiterate, he was not an imbecile, he was defending his own intellect after they were painted
him to be this
borderline idiot.
You know what I bet?
What?
I bet you any amount of money Julia Roberts is so fucking grateful that she did not take that fucking role right now. I know that bitch was kicking herself in the ass for all these years talking about she didn't get that fucking Oscar and that she fucking finally got justified. That day, all this shit, she was like.
as Vera says, when you can converse and, you know, make it, everyone's happy to go, yo, Britney's a crazy spinning bitch. Like, if we're going to compare the two. Britney's a crazy spinning bitch. But if you go and listen to that 25-plus minute, court statement she made, it wasn't rambling nonsense. It was, you could tell she was nervous when she was speaking, but it was calm. It was factual. She was giving, legitimate arguments. She wasn't just going, they want it. They want my money. They want,
she was
crazy, crazy.
Okay.
She's smart enough to follow what the lawyer tells her to say.
Yeah, I was going to say,
she's not an idiot, though.
I don't think anybody liked that because there was definite parts of that where she sounded very immature and, didn't say
but
the
she's
right
not,
shit.
But what I'm saying is she's not...
She's not batshit.
Pissing in a corner like they're trying to tell, they're trying to make out.
Greg Garden's crazy.
Yeah, she's not... Hell, mother.
If you are treated as a crazy person, if you are infantilized in that way,
then that's what you're going to be.
Out in that mindset.
And that's how Britney's acting out now. The way she acts out is like
a
teenager.
That was seen in the 60s and 70s when they would institutionalize people who were of normal intelligence but had a seizure disorder, and then they were socialized into that mind frame, and it was years before anybody realized they were of normal intelligence.
They were like, hold very still. We are going to clink your retina and you will detach the frontal lobe. Smishy, smishy, you have no feelings.
It actually goes up this way.
Up the nose, in the eye. I like Ratchet version better when they go through the eye.
It goes this way.
Transorbital lobotomy. Clink, clink, I have no feelings.
Frontal.
That'd be easy, right? I love it.
What did I just watch where they did it and it was in the eye? Well, it was
horrible. It was Ratchet. They did transorbitals in Ratchet. The Once Love the Cuckoo's Nest prequel.
No, I just watched something like the other
Vera,
night.
You'd love it. You should watch
that. Was it a
you got Netflix,
video?
Vera?
Oh, no, it was the opioid show.
Watch Ratchet.
Some show about, the pills thing. It's like a limited pills. Series.
Was it about the Sackler family and the,
yes,
the
that
opioids?
One. Yes. It's that one.
Talk about reprehensible.
That fucking family. Yeah, Matthew Broderick stars in that show.
I have another thing that I need your hot opinions on.
That Sackler family still has the majority of their wealth.
Of course they do. Everyone needs a Zempic. Here we go. Oh, I posted the view from here up, or the article that I was going to do the view from here up, only recently, but I was a little taken back. Now, we all have had a very in-depth conversation about the difference between love and sex and all that kind of thing. So here on Reddit, of all places, because it's always
to think that Reddit is just brewing up these stories.
But it's a good conversation starter, so this is why we're talking about it. There is a gentleman, allegedly, if this is true, that has taken to Reddit to say that he found out that his wife has a terminal condition where she has 9 months left to live. And that is, horrible for anyone that gets that diagnosis. The only issue is that she has requested, as one of her last acts on this earth, to have sex with her ex-boyfriend because it was the most sexually fulfilling relationship she has ever had.
I actually heard this.
You know what? Right there, bitch. You go, Felix, bitch. You go have sex and you stay with his ass. See you. I don't have to take care of you for your last 9 months. Bye.
I don't
What kind of cancer does she have?
It doesn't. I don't think it doesn't get too specific.
It's like, I don't know.
When my best friend passed, well, she was many of my. She was a very, very dear friend. She had, we loved her all. She was a beautiful person. But when she passed of cancer, her first boyfriend, who had gone on to marry another person, was deeply in love with his wife, but he stepped up for her. They didn't sleep together. It wasn't a sexual relationship. But he went. He brought her to chemo. He held her hand. He said to her before he came back into her life, he said, I will always love my wife, but you were my first love and I want to be there for you. I mean, it was a beautiful thing, the relationship between him and her at the end of her life, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a problem with asking, you know, if that lover can step up and grant her some peace at the end of her life, I'm okay with that.
You mean, you know? Peace? You mean a fucking nail and bell?
If they bring her peace, then I'm okay with that.
I just, like, I always like to think that I am the, you know, I'm pretty, I can separate the two and be like, yep, cool, this is sex, this is love, this is whatever. But that, I don't, like, if I am the person that, you know, if they chose to love each other and marry each other, better or worse, till death do us part, et cetera, you know, like, and then for her to then go, you don't make me come. So you got to, I'd be like,
oh, that's not what she said.
Here you go.
That is not what she said.
I know, but you know.
But
I know,
you
know, I know.
You're going to be free in 9 months.
Thank you.
Wait, one at a time, Christina, go.
That's my point there, because listen, I'm gonna be dead. I want to fulfill my last wish. You should want to do that for me, you know, allow me to do what I want to do. But on the same, I get why he's upset, but like Jeffrey said, you can go fuck whoever the hell you want the day after I die. The day after you put me in the ground, you can go have whatever fucking fun you want. I don't care what you do, what you want to do. I don't care. Go ahead. But for now, let me have my fun before you die, like before I die.
But why not
just her relationship? She's not asking him to leave his wife or whoever it is. She's just asking for a one undone.
Yeah.
I don't. Why not? See, first off, I mean, if I was her, I just would have went and done it. You know what I'm saying? And left a note afterwards and been like, oh, by the way, before I fucking rode out of here, I fucked my ex before I left. Just wanted you to know, in case you found out later, you heard it from me. Peace. You know what I'm saying? Like, go out with a bang.
I have, all right. So literally. There was a podcast, there's been like a podcast on the, that's been going the rounds here in Australia. It's getting popular about, it's like about family secrets and stuff like
it's
this.
It made me
question, are we always entitled to everyone else's secrets? Like, just because you're XYZ's family member. I know, but like, so what, like Jeffrey said, what if she just went and did it and instead of saying it, no one would have had to know. You know what I mean? And what you don't know can't hurt you, even if it happened, and if it does come,
more secrets before the internet.
Oh, there always would be. There always would be, but
oh, look, I don't know. Like, this is their dilemma. I probably wouldn't run to Reddit with it if he really isn't cool with it.
Truly, if you guys seriously,
some people are into it.
Luke, too, if you were in a relationship and somebody, honest to God, like, just fucked up one time, right? Like, if it truly was, like, you know, drunk and whatever, they fuck, you know, it just, and you just could never fucking find out, would you really want to fucking know that one time that they fucked up? Or would it, you know, ignorance is bliss?
Well, you know what? I'm at an age where I have been single for quite some time, and I wouldn't want to be with someone who lies and cheats and carries on like that. So I'd rather stay single.
Everyone.
Everyone lies and cheats and carries on. I don't think so.
I think
if it's what you want to do, why be in a relationship?
But I think that that's
Wait, Vera.
Both times it happened, I could pinpoint the minute that they stepped out on the relationship. I knew in my heart, it's like, oh my God, he just fucked Susan. You know? I knew in my heart, holy
Go
shit,
Susan.
He fucked the baby.
Fucking Susan.
Yeah.
You know? I knew it.
I hope it wasn't on that fire truck.
That fire truck, yeah. That poor fire truck.
Hey Vera, look, I knew too in my last relationship that there was an emotional checkout.
Yeah, absolutely.
At some point, and I knew.
You know that. Look at all the sad, sad single bitches like.
We're like, years.
Oh, no. I never
happened to me.
Yeah, you were busy. Jeffrey was busy. He was real hot.
Yeah,
look, I'm not proud of my history and the things
but
I've done.
I think in this, and we've had this conversation before, I think in the modern world, you can negotiate the kind of relationship you want to have now. Like, if you are happy with some, if you have genuine affection and love for someone, but they don't meet your sexual needs, if you are mature enough to go, hey, this is an issue, what do we do about it? Do we break up? Do we B, da-da-da? I know, but I think the whole thing is that it's kind of icky though.
If she really has gone 9 months, let her go. Let her eat chocolate cake too. Let her do what she wants. Who cares?
Well, look at my
don't
want
to be
my dad
anymore. Bounce now, baby. Then you don't have to go through all that grief and you know that whole beaches movie scene where they're on the beach. Just get out.
But my dad went through the same thing. Like when he was going through chemo and everything, super healthy, no drinking, no smoking, no anything. Da 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 da. Didn't work. Yeah. So it's an hour after the terminal diagnosis. Coke and I'm like, you go, you do what you want to do, because if you've got a limited time, you run, you make the best of what you can in the time you've got. So if you want to go and I don't know, if I can hang a shit off the end of the pier while doing a line of blow and fucking hook, go for it. Who's it gonna hurt except the people under the bridge? You know,
I'll help you score some heroin.
I know.
Yeah, look, if you got 9 months left, let your hair down. But, you know, if you're going to lose a husband over it, then that's the consequence she has to consider too.
Yeah, exactly.
For nine not only your life on the line, darling, but your marriage.
They won't even be divorced by the time she's dead. What does she care?
Exactly. Yeah, but that is the repercussion of the situation. She has to be ready to deal with the fact that he might not let her do that, and then she might be single.
Yeah.
For 9 months?
They'll die. We all die alone in the end, don't we?
Yeah, it'll be our tough 9 months. It'd be nice to have someone to hold
your
hand.
You guys are running into my time.
Okay, yeah, we're going to end this show. Vera's going to end this.
What are you going to show us something? What are you watching?
No, Vera knows that it's her time. She gets all warmed up.
Come on, man. This is
the overtime. We haven't done the overtime show in a very long time, but it's okay because it is that time.
None of my family and friends see it.
Oh, that's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, stop the presses.
It's too late.
Stop everything. No, it's all right. We'll do it. The show goes out normally. Here is Vera Vent. It'll be a good one after all that, V. It better be a good one. 3, 2, 1, Vent.
All right. We all know that Trump was indicted last week for the fourth fucking time. And the Trumpers are losing their mind, crying about how his First Amendment rights have been violated, and this is a weaponization of justice, and how dare we destroy the Constitution, and we're all fucking pieces of shit, and how dare we laugh at the fact that he got indicted for a fourth time? How dare you? Fuck off. This man has been weaponizing his office since the minute he took the oath of office. He was inaugurated in January 2017, And one of the first things he fucking did is fire every single person in the Justice Department who was an Obama appointee. That's not tradition. He is within his right. Presidents have been known to fire other previous administration's appointees, but they're usually always allowed to finish ongoing investigations before they are replaced. This man fired him on a Friday, and all of their cases fell to the wayside or fell to a deputy who wasn't prepared to take on that case. This man fired Jeff Sessions because Jeff Sessions couldn't take Comey off of the investigation that Congress initiated into the Russia election gate of 2016. He had his Justice Department, he made it his personal attorney instead of the attorney for the people. Bill Barr was not supposed to be Donald Trump's attorney. He was supposed to be the attorney for the people. And he weaponized Bill Barr to redact the Comey reports or the Mueller reports, so none of us know what the hell it says. And then he fired Comey anyway. And then he hired Christopher Wray. And when Christopher Wray was finding irregularities, he started, you know, denouncing Christopher Wray and threatened to fire him. And when Bill Barr stood up and said there was no election fraud, he fired him the day before he left office so that he could appoint another district attorney who would help with the scandal, would help overturn the election. This man has weaponized his office since day one. He instituted a Muslim ban because somebody told him he couldn't do it. He's been weaponizing everything. He fired the IGs, and I can't remember what IG stands for, but their job was to investigate misuse of funds. And he fired five of them, which is unprecedented. He has been weaponizing this office forever. He fired a career military man when Alexander Vindman came forth to sound the alarm that he was holding money that Congress had allotted for the Ukraine hostage. He fired Vindman, a career military man. Tell me this man hasn't weaponized this presidency from the day one. And to say that he violated his free speech is under violation is bull fucking shit. If you could read and you read any of those indictments, all of them say he had the right to say he won the election, even though it was provably false, but he did not have the right to overturn the election. So I'm sick and tired of people saying that this is a weaponization by the Democrats because we've got Trump derangement syndrome. No, this is projection of their weaponization of the Justice Department. And we need to get back to situation normal where the district attorney of the Attorney General of the United States represents the American people and not the corrupt bullshit president. Thank you.
There you go. She got it in. She got it in there. Corrupt bullshit president. We like it. Just another twist on the roller coaster.
Bald woman getting laid.
Well, what's a bald woman? Wow, Vera, she's spicy today.
At least she doesn't need to go and get IPL on her vagina, does she?
Oh my god! It all comes back to vaginal. You know it's a bad day when Jeffrey's shocked. He's like, I just can't believe
Vera said that.
He's been away for too long.
I hope she got fucked on the fire truck.
We have made it to the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We do want to send out our thoughts and love for anyone that has been affected by the wildfires that are happening everywhere, not only on Maui, but also in Canada at the moment. I'm sure that Australia is due for a very hot, hard summer as well. So,
wildfires in Europe and California,
everywhere
literally on fire.
If you can help out, help out. We send love from our little black little hearts, and we will see you again next week, where God knows what they'll say. So see you next week on Uncensored Radio.
Smoking broke forever.
Tough love, tough love. Hate each other.
Tough love. Right.